Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
Hi, Brandon. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate it. So I know that you've been speaking here with Tara, and she does such a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. So I wanted to take a look at some of the notes she had sent over. Before we get into pricing and details, Brandon, did you have any questions at all in regards to how the program works or the placement that we do?
So you're saying that even if I was to do this later, if another company took the position, I wouldn't be able to get on the first spot when they search?
Well, you might be able, so let me clarify. So our company, Local Splash, being that we're a Google Channel partner, we are allowed to work with one company per industry, per area. Brandon, we work with many businesses throughout the United States. When a position opens up, okay, my representatives are given a list of potential businesses that pre-qualify, right? So Tara, along with the other reps, their job is to call those businesses off the list to find us a company that is a good fit, okay? So when I've done a search for your company by name, I come across nothing negative regarding your company. In fact, I see you listed on a few directories as I was doing a quick search. No negative reviews or anything like that. I think I could say for the most part that you provide a quality type of service to your clients, right? That's part of the criteria of the type of company that we're looking to work with. Okay? So if you decided, yes, I want to move forward with this position, okay, I want to take it, we're going to close it out. What that means, Brandon, is that we will not work with anyone else in your territory who offers the same services. So this way you're getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Now, if you decided, you know, I want to think about it, I'm not ready yet. And let's say a few months down the line, you call us and you're like, hey, I'm ready to do this. First, I would have to even look to see if that position's even still open, right? If that position has been filled, then what I do is I keep you on a list. So if it opens back up ever in the future, then at least we would try to reach out to you to give you that first opportunity since you had already qualified for it.
Now, how many
Okay.
other companies in the area are around here that are like you doing the same thing?
Well, I can tell you this. So a Google Channel partner, there's about one, we're one out of about 30 in the United States. Channel partners to Google means that that company's technicians are highly trained and certified, and they've demonstrated the ad spend, net spend, they've, you know, met Google's requirements. So once you meet Google's requirements, Google allows that company to combine their services with their advertising. So we have like, for example, we have training. We get, our technicians get trained. Also we have a representative from Google. So if there should be any issues, we have someone we can reach out to. So that's the advantages of working with a channel partner. Now, I'm not going to say that there's not other companies out there, Brandon, that offers, you know, similar services as us, but a lot of those companies that are not channel partners, it's going to take them at least 6 months or longer to even get you on the first page. When you're working with a channel partner, you get listed in a timely manner. If that makes sense.
What I'm getting at is you say that your company has one position open right now for that, and I'm wondering how many other companies also have a position open for that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, of course. And that's what I'm saying. Like, even if you didn't sign up with us, yeah, someone could call you in a couple weeks and say, hey, that they have a first page
Well,
position.
no. What I'm saying is, say I do go ahead and sign up with you guys. All right,
Right.
and then you're telling me that you have one open position, but say there's a company, I don't know, but say for example, there's a company 10 miles down the road from me that does the same exact thing you do, and they also have an open position. So does that mean that that same position is now filled and they can't get it, or can they also put another electrician in there? So now there's three
Oh,
electricians
I see what
popping
you're
up there.
saying. Okay, so let me clarify, right? So on Google, there's no set like numbered position. Like, I can't tell you, you're going to be number one, Brandon. You're going to be number seven. You'll be number 10, or you'll be number three. Nobody can give you a specific number, okay? Not even Google. How they're going to find you and how you appear on the first page is by your keywords and search terms. It's called optimizing and management. It's not like we just throw you up there and you're on the first page forever. We have to consistently manage your account and optimize it and do your postings to make sure that you're always still coming up as an option on that first page of Google. So I'll give you an example, right? I work in Fountain Valley, California, but I live in Anaheim, California. If I'm looking for a nail shop, okay, I'm using my iPhone, and I'm at work. My iPhone is going to recognize the address, the location of where my phone is at, which is Fountain Valley. But if I type in nail shop near me, it's going to give me nail shops that are within a 5 to 10 mile radius around my location on my phone. If I want a nail shop that's close to my house, but I'm searching from my employment, from my job, then I need to type in nail shop near Anaheim and put my zip code if I want very specific, right? So This is what I mean, depending on the keyword search terms and where they're performing that search from is going to determine who's coming up on that first page as well. That's why it's our job to always make sure that we're using the right keywords, the right search terms, and that we're targeting the right areas, the service areas for you, the areas that you like to target, that you're always being found in those areas, and that we're doing posting and optimizing. Because if we're not doing any of that, then it's going to be very hard for people to find you on the first page. So does that kind of clarify a little bit how that all works?
Yeah, I understand that. So you just, I get that, the search terms and all that. So
yeah.
The next question, I guess, is how do you become the number one slot that pops up? Like, you type in electrician near me, obviously the optimization and the search keywords and search terms and all that mess are going to play a factor. But if they're in my area and everything lines up, how do you become that very first one that comes up versus two or three?
That's a great question. So one is, again, it's going to determine, okay, so the local map, right? The local map is going to cover what's considered your local area, what Google says is your local area. Your local area is going to be the zip code where you PIN verified your business and 5 to 10 miles from your zip code. That is what Google considers your local area. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order for us to get you found outside of that is by either running Facebook ads, which will target up to 50 miles, or by running Google ads. Google ads will target up to 100. Okay. Now, Facebook ads. Let me explain to you how those work. If someone does a search on Google for your services, right? And let's say they didn't call you, but now they're on their Facebook page and they're just kind of flipping through pictures or stories. All of a sudden, Brandon, they're going to see your ad appear, right? It'll show up on their desktop. It'll show up on their mobile device. This will help you reach more new potential clients. We make them unique, where we could target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. In fact, it's a click-to-call ad, so when they click on it, they call you directly, okay? Facebook ads work well because they're consistently retargeting. It's like that reminder, hey, you were looking for an electrician, here's a company, right? It's that constant reminder. Electricians, I'm going to tell you, are, I would say, electrical, plumbing. Those, to me, are the artery of the home, right? You have an issue, you need someone now. You can't go without it. At least I know I can't. So people are going to perform that search on Google. They're going to start calling down the list. I had this experience with a plumber. I come from a large Hispanic family. Nobody knew a plumber, which blew me away. This was 2 years ago. I had to get all my plumbing redone, right, 2 weeks before Christmas to top it off. But I went on Google, I went on Facebook asking if anyone knew a plumber, I went on Google, and I'm not even joking, I had to call the first 10 guys off the list, right? I even called some guys that had no reviews on there, because I was desperate. And either half of them were not answering the phone, oh, I can't get to you until 2 weeks, well, that's not going to work for me. you know? So I'm calling down the list, right? What's going to also help you too is reviews. The more reviews you have, the more people are also inclined, right, to call in your company because they're reading reviews from clients who have used your services is what we call the modern day word of mouth, right? All it takes is one company, not one person, not to even know your company by name, and they read one review from someone who's used your services. You're opening a whole new door to their family and friends who now are going to know who you are. So we can create you a tiny URL, a link that you can send to your clients. So that way they can leave you reviews. They click on the link, leave you 5 stars. They don't even have to comment. It'll post to your Google profile page. So we help you in that way. But the package that I wanted to offer you, because as I was looking through the notes, and I don't know, do you even use Facebook at all, Brandon?
I don't have a big company page or anything. I have a personal account.
Like a personal account? Okay. Mm-hmm. Tara mentioned you're in Worcester now, right? That's where you're based out of now? Or you moved to Somerset County?
Yeah, we moved to Somerset, but we primarily, we work all the counties.
Okay. So roughly about, what, 40 to 50 mile radius? Does that sound about right, if I'm looking at the map?
Let's see.
Did you used to be in Crisfield?
No, that's where we're at right now.
Oh, that's where you're at right now. Okay, so from Chris, so you're in Crisfield, but you're targeting up to what I would say is Somerset County?
All of Somerset, all of Wicomico, all of Worcester, all of Dorchester.
Okay.
Nothing in Maryland or Delaware. Nothing in Delaware or Virginia.
Okay. Nothing in Delaware, right?
Right. So pretty much, if you were to, you got a map in front of you?
Yes, I'm looking at it. So, okay, yeah, because I was searching from the other one. So is it like about a 30-minute drive, more or less?
About 40, 42 an hour, give or take.
Okay.
So pretty much, if you look at your map, you take the Virginia line and the Delaware line. You got Maryland right there in the middle.
Right.
Everything from the East Coast to the western edge of the peninsula there, from the Delaware, shoot that straight across. Straight across is pretty much where we serve.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. So I'm looking because, like, it goes up. Like, if I'm looking from Crisfield, right, I'm looking at the map, and it shoots all the way up to, it goes up to like Westover, and then it goes over to Somerset County.
Mm-hmm.
To like a peninsula there, right?
Yeah.
So you're like kind of going, so you're like kind of crossing through Upper Hill. I see Upper Fairmont.
Yeah, you're still way south. No, I service way more than that. No.
Okay.
All right. So if you look at the map, zoom out to where you see the entire peninsula of Maryland and most of Delaware.
Yes.
Okay. The southern Delaware border.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The south border of Delaware. If you take that border and extend it to the left, about, where is that? That's, let me see what town that is. Let me know what town. Vienna.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you extend that to Vienna, and then you go all the way down to the Virginia border, go all the way to the right, east, to the ocean, go all the way back up to the Delaware border, that entire
thing
that we covered.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Literally everything in that area.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm thinking, because the Facebook ads basically, how the mileage works, right? Just to say by miles. if you're PIN verified in Crisfield, okay, it's like having the red dot there. That's where your red dot's going to be. If you do a circle 50 miles around your zip code and throw a blanket over it, that's all the area that it's covering within a 50-mile radius around your zip code, okay? So I'm just trying to make sure that that would cover those areas. Because that's how far those Facebook ads will target. If it's anything outside of those 50 miles, then we're having to look at Google ads.
All right. Are we talking 50 miles drive or are we talking 50 miles straight line as crow flies?
We're talking 50-mile radius. Like, it's like drawing a circle 50 miles around you is how it works.
Let's see. That'd be a little bit more.
And that's, I'm just saying, because the Facebook ads, that's the furthest they'll target, right? But let's say all of those areas are just within a 40-mile radius. That's fine. I just want to make sure that it's not anything more than 50 miles, because if it is, then the Facebook ads are only going to target up to 50 miles. So that's why when I was looking at the map, it kind of seems to me the Facebook ads would still work, would still be beneficial for you, because it's within 50 miles or less, right? If it's more than 50 miles, then we're looking at Google ads being an option.
Let me ask you this. Instead of pinpointing Crisfield, can you pinpoint Salisbury?
If you have an address, so the PIN code is going to be sent to whatever address you provide for Google to mail the PIN code to. It can't be a PO box, right? It would have to be like a physical address. Typically, it's a home office is where people PIN verify their businesses because they're mobile like yourself. But your address does not show anywhere on Google whatsoever. Like, the address is actually hidden. It'll just show that you're located in that city,
right,
and zip code, okay? So if you wanted to be PIN verified in Salisbury, yeah, you can, definitely.
But I have to have an address in Salisbury.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I don't have an address. All right.
So just to kind of give you an idea as far as, like, pricing, and I'll go over both packages with you. So the first package, which is the one that I recommend for you to start with, is our Platinum package. Now, that one with the credit that I'm going to apply, it's a new in business rate credit. What you're looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It will come with a one-time $99 setup fee, which is to cover your programming. Making your initial investment $398 to get it started, $299 every month after that. That would include first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We will build you a business Facebook page, and we will be running Facebook ads. Facebook ads, as I mentioned, they can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It will be a click-to-call ad. They'll reach as far as 50 miles. The also will include the directory submission, which is Yelp, Apple, and Yahoo. We do include a website for you as well that we will build, host, and maintain. The website also has automatic SEO settings, which is also going to help with your ranking. Then we also include the mobile platform. What that means is anyone who uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet to perform that same search for your services will find you on the first page of Google immediately. Okay? So it covers all of your bases. That's the Platinum package. The next package up is the Platinum Premier. That one, it runs $499 a month with a $99 setup fee. So it's $598, the initial investment, $499 every month after. But that one includes two spotlight positions on Google, Google Local Map and Google Ads at the top of the page. Now, it'll also include the content creation on Bing, the directory submission, which is Yelp, Apple, and Yahoo. We'll still build you a business Facebook page, but instead, we're running Google ads, not Facebook ads. It will include the website still as well, and then the mobile platform. So that would be the Premier Platinum package. And that's the one that you could, with the Google ads, you could target by county, you could target by mile radius, you could target up to 100 miles if you wanted. That's the furthest that they'll target.
So you don't get Google ads on the first
one? On the first one, no. No, the first one is the Facebook ads. Is the one that includes the Facebook ads. You're still getting the first page local listing there in the local map, but not the Google ads. Instead, it's going to run the Facebook ads. The one with the Google ads is a package that's at $4.99.
You say Google ads. What are you talking about? Like, I don't see.
So when you do a search, let's look for an electrician there in your area. Okay. So I'm going to look for an electrician, and you're at the zip code 21801, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just acting as if I'm in your area. The first companies, so what you'll see sometimes at the top are these sponsored ads, right? A sponsored, yes, it'll say ad right next to it. So there's an ad that has a green check mark and it says Google Guaranteed. That is a separate program that Google offers. That's actually a pay per lead program. And they're leads that come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing it with anyone, but there are requirements for that program that Google implements. They want you to have Google presence already with 5 reviews. They want licensing. They want insurance. So they're very strict on their requirements. We also help with that program. And then underneath of that, you'll also see other ones that say sponsored ads next to it. Those are Google ads that I'm talking about that are part of that Platinum Premier package. Those Google ads, those ones you could target an audience like by county, right? You could target specific zip codes. You could target specific cities, or you could target by mile radius, whichever you prefer. So the ones without the green check mark are also considered Google ads as well. The one with the green check mark is a Google Guaranteed.
Gotcha.
Okay. So on Google, you're always going to have different positions. At the very tippy top of the page will be the Google Guaranteed with the green check mark. Underneath of that is the Google Ads. Underneath of that is a Google Local Map. And then underneath of that is the organic. Organic, over time, you'll appear there over time organically, right? It might have like a web, you'll see like a Angie's directory on there. So the interesting thing is with Angie's, what's unique about what they do, Brandon, is they spend, and I'm not even joking when I say this, they spend millions of dollars running Google ads that'll say 25 best electricians near me. And they run them in an area where there's a heavy search for electricians. That's how they capture the leads that they sell to you and to your competitors. They're grabbing them off of Google for themselves. So all we're merely offering you here is, why not have your own business listed on Google, generate those live calls coming directly to you.
Gotcha. So I wouldn't need Angie's at that point.
To be honest, no. Eventually, I will tell you this, you're no longer going to need them. It's unique how Angie's does it, and I don't say it to badmouth them. I think they're a great directory. I don't know if you're doing the opportunities with them or if you're doing the pay-per-lead, but I will tell you this. The leads, you're not the only one that's receiving it. It's also being sent to like 2 or 3 other companies that are your competitors. So all of you are paying for the same exact lead, whether you get the job or not, even if they don't answer the phone, you're being charged, right? So a lot of times when you get those leads, their Angie's will tell you, call them right away, because if you don't respond to those leads right away, what's going to happen is you got that other company that got it. They're calling them too.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. With our program, whether you got 50 phone calls, 100 phone calls, we're not charging you per call or per job or anything like that. It's always going to be that flat rate. Whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, the price will never change for as long as you're with us.
That's a hell of a price too, though.
No, I get it. I get it. Honestly, you would probably have a heart attack if I told you what our original rates are. Yeah, our original rates, I'll tell you, the rate that you're getting right now is like a 50% savings, a little bit more than that. Typically, like I'll give you an example. Our Platinum package, the one with the Facebook ads, normally runs $599 a month plus a $299 setup fee. So it's almost like just a little under $900 just to get it started, and then you pay $599 every month after that. But because you're still considered a new business, anyone who's under 5 years is a new business for us. So that's why it's dropped down to the $299 with just the $99 setup fee.
All right, so let me ask you this. You said $299 for the platinum, $499 for the, was it $499 or $399?
$499 for the platinum premier. Uh-huh.
So $500 a month.
Mm-hmm. For the platinum premier? I mean, if you round it off, yeah. If you're like me, I round off everything, but I promise it won't even be a penny more than the $499.
$499, just $500. All right, so I mean, so $300 versus $500. The only thing that the $500 gets you is this ad on the little green check mark that I'm looking at right now.
Not the green check, not the one with the green check mark. It's the other ads. The green check mark ad, those ones are Google guaranteed. That is a separate program. That is a pay per lead program through Google. So that you go through a background check. You go through a whole application process. That's a whole completely different program. Different from Angie's because in the sense that there's still live calls, you're not sharing that call with anyone. It is only being sent to you. And if you, let's say somebody calls you from that program through the Google Guaranteed program, if someone calls you asking you to remove a tree that's outside of your services, Google is going to credit that lead right back to you because it's considered unqualified, the lead.
Yeah.
So it's a whole completely separate type of program. I will tell you this, hands down, it is nothing like the Angie's leads, that's for sure.
All right, now let me ask you this. So I'm looking at electricians in Crisfield. It's got
okay.
a little ads and the mark says Google Guaranteed. It shows two companies, Service Today and Service Today Electrical. Right under it, it says more electricians with a little arrow. You click on that.
Uh-huh.
And it gets you to this page. Now you got Google Guaranteed, a little thing. It says Service Today and Service Today Electrical. They both have the little green check mark. And then right under that are two more companies that don't have that little green check mark.
Yeah, so those companies, okay, so those companies are part of still the Google Guaranteed program. The reason that they don't have the green check mark is because their leads are off. So with Google Guaranteed, you can turn your leads off and on. So you can shut them off when you need to. And it's not like Angie's. Angie's only allows you to shut off your leads for like, I think it's 48 hours or unless if you call them and you ask them to turn them off longer, right? So that Google Guaranteed, okay, when it doesn't have the green check mark, like I'm looking at it right now. Right now I see Expert Wire Inc., Service Today. Let me see where the other ones that are popping up. Service Today Electrical, Red Dog Cooling, Heating and Plumbing. They don't have the green check mark. Sound Improvement, Simon's Electrical Service, they don't have it. That's because their leads are off. Sometimes they set certain hours that they want their leads turned on.
Oh, okay.
So now, when you're looking at it, without clicking on the more electricians, underneath of that, do you see where it says sponsored Expert Wire Inc.?
I see Expert Wire. I don't see sponsor or anything.
Okay, so under, okay, you know how you're looking at the Google Guaranteed, right? Don't click on the more electricians. Get out of that. Like, go back to where it gives you the first search results. So underneath the Google Guaranteed, it'll show businesses, and then it'll say sponsored. Expert Wire Inc. has a sponsored ad. And then it's got the map, like, towards the right. That's how I'm looking at it from my desktop. I think you're looking at it probably from your phone, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it from my phone. It doesn't even show Expert Wire.
Let me look at it from my phone. Give me one second here. Let me go here. I'll search from my phone so that way I can kind of see what you're seeing. Because I'm looking at it from my desktop. I'm so sorry. I was like, Nadine.
All I search was electricians near me, and I get Service Today, Electrical Service Today, and then the more electricians tab.
Yeah. So Google guaranteed. And then, okay. So I'm seeing like Mike's electrical. So where the Google, so, okay. Do you see where it says like sponsored underneath? There's a same day electric. If it says sponsored ad, that is a Google ad. So the Google ads are always going to be in between the Google guaranteed and the Google local map. That's where they'll be. The Google ads.
Gotcha.
And at Expert Wire Inc., they must be a big company because I'll tell you why. Because I see them on Google guaranteed. I see them in the Google sponsored ads as well.
They're not big, but they definitely, they do their advertising and they get a lot of business because of it. I do know that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're big.
Yeah.
They're big-ish.
But that doesn't always mean that they're available either. You know what I mean? People don't always, and this is where some people have the misconception. Well, I'm a small company. Why wouldn't you? What makes you think you can't be there like the rest of them? A lot of those companies, those bigger companies, they're not always available, right? Especially with an electrician. You know what I mean? I'll tell you, I went with the smaller company even for my plumbing. I had a bigger company come out and give me an estimate, and I'm going to tell you, they were telling me 4 days it was going to take them. They were just like, all I could feel, and I'll be honest with you, all I could feel was upsell, upsell, upsell. I kept asking them. 4 days. I'm calculating in my mind all the money I'm going to spend on repiping my house, right? Because I had cast iron piping. I'm thinking what it's going to cost us to stay at a hotel because now they're saying it's going to take them 4 days, right? They don't have to break my concrete where the other clean out's at. When I had that smaller company come out, that guy was so straightforward. He's like, I'm going to tell you there's no other way around this. And when they get to that, they're going to add another fee on top of that because they got to break that concrete. And he was so confident, he told me we're going to get it done in 1 day. I thought he was crazy. I'm like, okay, 1 day? And he's like, yeah, the team I have, we're going to get it done. And I'm not even joking, they got it done in 1 day. And they were a smaller company. You know, so just a lot of people sometimes aren't too comfortable with these really bigger companies because, you know what I mean? Just because of those reasons, you know, but. Not to say that they're not good companies, but it's a lot of times they're just in and out. That a lot of times people don't pay attention to detail. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do you feel about either one of these programs, Brendan?
Well, I like it because I've been trying to set up a Facebook business page. And I've been trying to set up a website and all that. And honestly, I just don't have the time to do it. So I like that you just said that you guys do all that. That's included.
Yeah. And the website that we include for you, Brandon, I'm going to tell you, it's a customized website to fit your business. So we could even add, if you took videos of your work, right? We can add videos on there. We can even set it up. Like if you wanted clients to schedule appointments with you, we can set it up in that way as well. So we do all the work so that you can focus on your jobs. You're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. So whether you have any changes, updates, questions, concerns, you're going to contact our customer service department. I mean, we do everything within our company. We don't outsource it at all. It's all within our company here. Okay?
All right. Now, let me ask you this. I'm a straight-up guy. Well, I want a no-bullshit answer.
Okay.
All right? Okay. Sorry for my language, but here on the Eastern Shore, we talk like that.
It's okay. I don't mind.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I'm 12 years infantry in the Army. You get what you get.
Really? You know what? It's funny you say that. Thank you for your service. My son-in-law, my daughter's in Hawaii right now. They just got stationed out there. He's in the Army as well.
Right.
Infantry. So thank you for your service. It's greatly appreciated.
Thanks.
I don't mind being straightforward. I'm a straight shooter, too. What's your question? Hit me with it.
Well, it ain't nothing about you guys. I just want your opinion on something. So it's funny because I'm getting all these calls here in the last 2 or 3 days about all these ads and programs and pay for leads and this and that and the other.
Right.
And I don't know. I've been in business for the last 3 years. And I've never got a call like this. But all of a sudden, in the past 2 days, I'm getting bombarded. So it's kind of like,
right.
What the hell happened?
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question. Angie's called, it's funny you brought up Angie. Angie's called me yesterday.
Okay.
And they were talking about all this and that and the other, and we, you pay for the leads. Most of everything you said, they pretty much said too.
Right.
And then I was looking around on this thing last night and how to turn off leads and how it's only paused and it automatically comes back on and all that dumb shit. But it's like, okay, so you're automatically just going to start sending me leads when you feel like it, and then I have to pay for them. Well, that right there kind of pissed me off a little bit. And it's like, no, you're not going to. That's not how I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that left a bad taste in my mouth. And then you're talking about all this versus having Angie's leads and all that. So $750 is what they needed to get everything done, and I went ahead and opted into it. Just
right.
To try it out and see how it works. But if you're telling me that I'm going to get on Google and Facebook and all this other shit like how I wanted to originally, you know what I mean? Because I'll be honest with you, I'm a contractor, and I've never once in my life got on Angie's.
Uh-huh.
Never. I never had to. You know what I mean? So
right.
However, I've been on Google a million times. I've been on Facebook a million times. You know what I mean? So me, myself, it's like if I've never even freaking been on it, you know what I mean? And I'm in this industry. I mean, how reliable is that to me? What's that tell me? You know what I mean? So I've always wanted to get on Google, and I've always wanted to get on Facebook. So I like what you're saying there. Would you keep Angie's?
Honestly,
route,
this is what I'm going to tell you. And let me be super transparent with you, right? Brandon, this first off, it's not going to happen overnight. Okay, I'm going to even share the timeline with you. This does not mean tomorrow you're going to be on Google and you're going to start getting a bunch of phone calls. Okay, so I say this and I'll tell you why. I'm not saying cancel Angie's right now. You've already made that investment with them, right? But I will tell you this. Once you start seeing the money that you're generating from what you're investing with us by being listed on Google, you're not going to need Angie's anymore. I promise you that.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Well, I'm glad you
and I'll
that.
Tell you why.
I'm glad you said that.
So with the timeline, okay, let's say we get you started today. I'm going to conduct a client interview for you. I'll actually schedule it. The client interview is the super most important appointment because that's when you're going to talk with our technician about your keywords, your search terms, your website, your Facebook page. That's where the magic is going to happen, okay? From the time that you complete your client interview, we're moving. 5 to 7 days, your Facebook page will be created. You'll be listed in the directories. We're also going to send you your login credentials so that you can start tracking your results with us and not just taking our word for it that it's working. Okay? 6 to 10 days, you're going to get your PIN code in the mail from Google. It's going to look like a postcard. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. 7 to 14 days, your website is live. Your Facebook ads are live, so they'll already be able to view those. In our terms and conditions, and we send this to you in writing, the first page placement on Google, that can take between 30 to 45 days. That is always going to be our promise. Many times, I have seen where it's happened sooner, many times, but our promise is always going to be 30 to 45. Now, because we know it's also important for you to start generating those calls as quickly as possible is why we get everything else up and running a lot more quicker, okay? So as each step's being completed, we're also notifying you as well. We're keeping you in the loop. We'll let you know when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, when your website's live, when you're in the directory. So we're keeping you in the loop. I always say is this, the first month, although a lot of it is the programming, that's not to say that you might not get some calls. You're going to feel the strength of the program in the second month. Okay, but even if you're not on Google yet, if someone's still looking for an electrician and then now they're on their Facebook page, they're still going to see your Facebook ad. So you're still targeting that audience, right? That's how it's all going to work. So I will tell you, eventually, you're going to do away with Angie's. And I'll tell you this, too. The day you ever cancel with Angie's, all your content that you have on there, it's gone. Any reviews you had on there, any content you had on Angie's directory will disappear. If you were to ever cancel with us, okay, we can't erase your information. Your Facebook ads, those won't be live anymore because we're not servicing them. Okay, so those will fall off, but your Facebook page is still there. Now, as far as like your Google business profile, that eventually over time will fall off the first page because we're not maintaining it there, but your content doesn't disappear. Like you'll still have a Google business profile page. The only thing, as far as like the website, you could either choose to pay $49 a month and we'll continue to host and maintain the website, or you can purchase the domain from us for $99, but you would have to find someone to create the website, or you just don't even bother with it. Those would be your options. I work on transparency. I'm going to be a straight shooter too. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything. And whether that turns you off that, you know what, maybe I don't want to do this now, I'd rather be upfront and honest with you. Because you find with a lot of companies that you'll talk to, they're not all like that.
Now, let me ask you this. It's funny you talk about domains and all that, too. Does all this come with a domain so I can set up my own domain email?
Oh, that's a good question. So we're talking like what would be what we call a workspace email. So the domain is like www.legendaryservicesinc.com, right? The technician can let you know what options there are, right, as far as domains. So when we get you that domain and we build the website, the technician during your client interview will ask you if you want the workspace, right? Workspace means you would have an actual email that'll say brandon@legendaryservicesinc.com. That is an additional cost. It's a separate cost from the package that I'm offering you. It's always an option. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but they would ask you about it during your client interview. I just like to let you know it would be an additional cost. I'm not sure what the cost. I'm not quite sure on that. So I won't even quote a cost because I'm not quite sure. I would have to find out for you, but I definitely know that during your client interview, they typically offer it to see if that's something you're interested in or not.
Does that come with alias emails too? For example, if I have an office lady, it could be accountspayable@legendaryservices.com or brandon@legendaryservices.com.
That's a good question. I believe you can have various emails, like, because, you know, some people have like a secretary or they have like a partner or whatever. So I know that there have been like where you have a few emails. I do know that. I just don't know what the cost is for that workspace. Sorry, I wish I knew the answer to that one, but I don't. Sorry. At least on what the cost right. is. Okay.
All right, so for all that, you guys set up the Facebook page, you guys set up the website. I'll talk to you tech about the workspace.
Yeah. So we'll do all the work. We'll get you PIN verified through Google. We're going to create everything for you. We'll get it all set up. We're going to manage it all. You will still be the full owner. You'll have full ownership to your Google profile page and your business Facebook page. We're just managers on those pages, okay? So that way we can manage everything for you. But you'll
Meaning
have full
what?
Ownership. Meaning you're the actual owner, okay, of your Google profile page. We're just listed as a manager, so that way we can optimize and do the posting on your Google business profile page and manage it on the first page, right? The Facebook business page, you are the full owner on it. You're the owner. We're just a manager on it, listed as a manager, so that way we can manage your Facebook ads. So in other words, you have access to all of it.
Gotcha.
Okay. So you want to
okay.
give it a shot? What's your?
Yeah, I want to give it a shot, but I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not real keen on the fact that you got to pay all that money and then nothing's really popping until almost a month and a half later.
Yeah, well, I mean, I will tell you this, Brandon. I know where you're coming from, right? I get it. One thing I do want to say is this: it's not like we're just sitting back and twiddling our thumbs. I mean, we have to do all this work. There is not going to be a company out there that's even going to do it any with a timeline even sooner than ours. There's just, it's impossible. Not even Google can do it, you know? And we're going to ask you to at least stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. If at any time you decide you want to cancel, All you have to do is call us 3 business days before your billing is due, and you just say, you know what, I want to cancel. That's it, and we part as friends. We will not hold you hostage. We will not charge you a cancellation fee. We don't work like that. We're still earning your business month in and month out.
Right. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
What's your email, Brandon? The best email for you?
Business or personal?
I would say the one you check frequently, and I'll tell you why, because this is where we're going to send your receipt. This is where we're going to send correspondence from us. So whatever email you check frequently, this is how we correspond with you as well.
Okay.
No one will see the email, in other words. It won't be listed anywhere for your business.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about if I get this domain and everything set up and I change the emails around, I'm not going to be checking that old email anymore.
That's okay. Then we just update it in our system. We've had people that have signed up, and then later on they did that workspace email, and they said, hey, can you do me a favor, change the email because I'm not using that mailbox anymore. I need my email switched to this, and we switch it. We just update it in our system.
All right.
Go ahead and send everything to LegendaryServicesInc@outlook.com.
Okay, so LegendaryServicesInc@outlook.com. Okay.
Yes.
Do you know I have an Outlook when I set up my laptop at home, and I can't even tell you what the password or anything is? I'm like, I have no clue.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me do this. Okay. All right, the first email that I'm sending over to you is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It has the price that I mentioned to you, $2.99 a month with a $99 setup fee, everything that's included. This second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So it just gives you an overview, Brandon, of our reporting system so that you're familiar with how the reports will look, okay? And I have your name. Do you spell it Brandon?
Correct.
And what's your last name?
Oakley, O-A-K-L-E-Y.
O-A-K-L-E-Y, Oakley? Okay.
Correct.
And I have the phone number, and let me know if this is the number you want listed for the business, 443-235-5961.
Correct. And I can change that later too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this will be the best number also for us to contact you at, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the business name should read as Legendary Services, Inc.?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Google will be sending a PIN code to you in the mail. I see an address. This is on your Angie's. It's a 27152 Hearts Ease Road. That's also on a MapQuest listing, too, for you. Is that the address they should mail it to?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Crisfield. I show it as 21817, correct?
Correct.
Okay. No unit number or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay. And we're going to make sure that that address is hidden so that it doesn't appear anywhere on Google. Now, we're going to go over the billing, Brandon. So before I even process your payment, I am going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. That's for your protection. It will outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. It's going to go over everything in detail, cancellation that you call 3 business days before your billing is due. When I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, I need you to stop me so that I can review it and then rephrase it. And that's because I want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Okay? All right.
Okay.
So I do want to put a security question on your account here with us. You could have the choice of either being your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Mother's maiden name is
fine. Okay. And what was your mom's maiden name?
Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S.
Okay. Now, the reason why we put the security question is, let's say you got a call, someone claiming their Local Splash, and They're even asking you to pay $5 to verify your profile. You don't give them any money. In fact, always ask, what's my security question? They hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. We're never going to ask you to pay more than the $299 a month. Okay? Okay. Now, the card that you're using, Brandon, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
That's a good question. I think it's both.
Yes, both.
It's both? Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just Brandon Oakley, or is there like a middle initial?
Middle initial.
What's the middle initial, please?
E.
E? Like Edward?
C as in Charlie.
Oh, C as in Charlie. Sorry. And then does it have the full Legendary Services, Inc. on there?
Correct.
Same billing address as your home address?
Correct.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4436-0300-7546-4225.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it back to you just for accuracy. 4436-0300-7546-4225?
Correct.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
I'm sorry. I just thought about something. I just gave you a credit card over the phone. I haven't even verified who the hell you are.
Okay. No worries. You want to open up the email I sent you? Do you have access to it?
Yeah. Did you send something? Yeah, hold on.
Yes. I sent two of them. And I'll even walk you through the voice verification as well, if you prefer that we do that first. But do open up the email, please. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
No worries. No worries. No worries at all. You don't know me from Adam and Eve. That's okay.
I got two emails from you.
Yes. So if you take a look at the first one, it says Google and Facebook marketing. Okay?
Okay.
Now, when you're looking at that one, the Google and Facebook marketing, it entails that the Platinum package, $299 a month, and then you have the one-time $99 setup fee. Okay? And then what we include in that package, you're going to have the first page search results on Google and Bing, the listing being exclusive. So as we mentioned, we work with one business per category per service area. So just meaning we're not going to work with your competitors once we fill the position. We also are going to target with the Facebook ads. Facebook ads, remember I mentioned to you, it's going to be retargeting. This is going to help you grow your business. So we will build the business Facebook page for you because that's how we run the ads. The mobile platform, that covers the iPhones, Androids, tablets, smartphones, directory submission. So we're only going to list you on the directories that are the most popular ones that are not going to be generating a bunch of spam calls for you, right? So those directories would be you'll have a profile on Yelp, you'll have a profile on Apple and Yahoo, okay? Tracking and reporting system, or let me go back. Direct access to Google Analytics, so you're going to be able to track your results. Review capture system, so we make it easy for clients to leave your reviews. As I mentioned, we will create that tiny URL, so that way you can either email it or text it to your clients, even clients that you've already done work for. We encourage you to get them to leave your reviews, okay? And then the tracking and reporting system, Brandon, that's where you can track the keywords that you're listed for, how many clicks you received. You can see where they perform the location of the search. You can also track how many phone calls you're getting from new customers. We want you to track that and not just take our word for it that it's working. So you have that included as well. And then you're getting the custom website design. What we call it is a My Site. It's customized to fit your business. It will come with the automatic SEO settings. It loads up quickly. It's going to have what we call SSL certificate on it, so it protects it. It has like high-level security on that website where they cannot take your information. Your question?
What's SEO?
SEO is search engine optimization. That's what we're doing. So it's constantly optimizing your listing on that first page of Google so that you're always appearing there. That's what search engine optimization is. Okay?
Okay.
So all of that is what is included in that package. We are based out of Fountain Valley, California. That's where you're going to find the majority of the Google Channel partners is in California because that's where Google's at.
Right. Okay, so like the website design and all that, when you say you custom design it, I mean like it's, we can put whatever we want on there?
Yeah, so as far as like videos, pictures of your work, we can create you a business logo if you don't have a business logo. We could even set it up if you want clients to book appointments with you. We could set it up for people to make payments through that site or to chat with you through that site. It has so many features on it. So we're going to customize it to fit your business, right? That's how we create it. You even have the ability, put it this way, you have the ability, if you want to go on that website and move stuff around yourself, you can do it too, right? It's fully editable, or you leave it to us to do all of the work. Let us handle it so you can focus on your job. Okay. In fact, let me do this. You get text messages on this phone number, right, that we're speaking on?
I do.
Okay, let me do this. Let me grab one for an electrician just to kind of give you an idea of the layout of it. I'll send you a link. Where's my electrician at? There we go. Now, if for some reason, because sometimes my phone times out, if I've been on the phone almost an hour, do not think I hung up on you. I will call you right back. Let me do this. I'm going to send you this link right now. This is just to kind of give you an idea of the layout of it. So our My Sites, the custom websites, they will adjust to the device that that person is looking at it from, whether they're looking at it from their desktop, they're looking at it from their tablet, or from their iPhone, right? It will adjust to that size. The gallery, it has a gallery, like we'll write a story about your company. We list all your services. So there's like a drop down under the services. So like if you do like, okay, electrical repairs, EV chargers, panel upgrades, like we'll list all of that under your services. So it's like a drop down and it'll list the different services. So when they click on it, it takes them to what is included in that service.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
All right.
You see how it has the three different sizes? So it'll adjust. It kind of shows you like if you were looking at it from your phone or from your desktop or from your lap, from your tablet. Because a lot of times you'll see that there's certain, I know I've come across some where I've seen like a business, I go to their website, but I'm looking at it from my phone. I'm like, why does it look distorted? Like the lettering looks so big. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I have to scroll all the way to the left to be able to see like the full site. So it doesn't quite fit to that device that I'm viewing it from. So I love these sites that we build because, again, it's customized to fit your business. It's also created for the business owner that likes to be a little bit of hands-on too, right? And then it's also created in a way where it has those automatic SEO settings, which is also going to help with your ranking.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Any other questions, concerns?
No.
Okay. So the expiration you said was April of 2024, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what's the CVV code on the back?
155.
Okay. I am not charging the card, Brandon.